The coronavirus has changed the way we live so dramatically, it's sometimes hard to see the good in the world. But there's a lot of it out there. We asked you to share your stories about the acts of kindness you've experienced during this pandemic. And boy, did you respond. From a church pastor helping out a single mother of four, to teachers teaming up to donate tablets to students. Here are some of your stories.
My name is Daphne Rizzari, and I'm the founder and president of the Long Island Latino Teachers Association. Back in March, our schools on Long Island closed. So as time went on and we realized that many of our students were not going back to the schools, and at the same time we found out that a lot of schools were not able to provide devices for students, we gathered together and decided to raise funds and ask people for donations to purchase devices and bring them to those students who did not have them. So we gathered forces, we gave our first 20 computers to students in the Central Islip community and Brentwood community. We then joined forces with the Labor Council for the Latin American Advancement Organization. They helped us purchase 20 more computers. The next organization that joined forces with us was the Long Island Black Educators Association. With them, we purchased another 20 computers and gave them out to especially students with disabilities. Later, we joined forces with Liga de Justicia, who helped us purchase 40 tablets to give out. But to this day, we are still having students who do not have devices to connect with school and to continue their learning. And this is, in our opinion, unacceptable and very tragic.
Hi, my name is Deborah McDaniel. I'm from Bremerton, Washington. I'm 67 years old, and I was a recipient of many good deeds. In February, I was laid off from my job. A few days after my birthday, one of my breasts swelled up to a couple times its normal size, and I thought I knew what it was, and a week later, had a diagnosis of inflammatory breast cancer. I had very extreme reactions to chemotherapy to the extent that in late August, I was hospitalized, rushed, and admitted with acute multiple organ failure. But it was after that particular, during and after that particularly, that I felt like my community just really came together for me. A couple of female friends of mine gave me a lovely quilt they made to take with me to my chemotherapy because the chemotherapy rooms are often cold. So I always felt like I was being wrapped in a nice hug of love when I was using that quilt. And I got cards, and people brought us food. They picked up meds for us. We've lived here about 20 years and been pretty active members in the community. And I had no idea so many people cared so much.
Hi, I'm Andrew Presnell. I'm 28 years old from Kansas City. And since December 1st, me and a group of 28 other individuals have come together to donate different items every single day in December leading up to Christmas. The charities that we've been raising money for have been a wide range of different charities, big and small, from all different countries. We've raised money for the Mental Health Association in Canada. There's a small charity called Chris's House, which is suicide awareness in Ireland. And we are currently raising money for Mental Health Association in America. We're over $2,200. They've been donating various different items. We've had people donate woodworking items that they've created, video games, toys, you know, whatever people are comfortable donating, they have been putting up for auction. And it has been an extremely rewarding experience just to bring a bunch of different people together for a common cause, something bigger than myself, something bigger than each individual could do by themselves.
My name is Nikanta Kendrick. I'm from Gary, Indiana, and I was blessed, also a recipient of a good deed done by my pastor, Pastor Eric Boone. What led to the event, I was carjacked. I called the police, and that Sunday led to something that I just couldn't imagine happening to myself. He blessed me with the car. I have a 2012 Nissan, what is it?
Versa.
It came fully insured. I'm just thankful and grateful. I'm very, very, very grateful.
My name is Eric Boone, pastor of Tree of Life Missionary Baptist Church. I heard about the incident that she was carjacked, but more than anything, I wanted to make sure that she was safe, that she was still breathing. She's a mother of four beautiful children, a grandmother, and she has played a major role in my life and my ministry. And just to hear something of that magnitude happen to her, it just was heavy on my heart. So I called a few friends and I made a Facebook post. I said I need 30 people who was willing to be able to donate $100 for a good cause for a single mother to help carry out a miracle. Mm-hmm. People started reaching out to me on Facebook, said, how can I help? And it just blew my mind to see us come together. So we raised enough money to get one car.
I had not a clue. It's amazing that people are kind, because people don't have to be kind. And people don't have to love you like that. And I'm just grateful for my church family pouring into me.
We love you. Yep.
It's just unbelievable.